Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Taking a look outside this morning, it feels fantastic. A nice break from the heat and humidity we've seen the last few days. I'll show you how long this pattern sticks around.
Many people are looking forward to calmer weather as they recover from storm damage. The hardest hit areas have plenty to clean up this morning after severe weather ripped through.
And the future of abortion rights in North Carolina is at a crossroads. The push Governor Cooper is making to drum up support ahead of his expected veto of a 12-week ban.
Natchez out in front, and he scores!
The Carolina Hurricanes bounce back in a big way in New Jersey. Their high-scoring night has them one win away from the next round. Certainly look like the Canes have their mojo back. All right. The weather is also working its mojo. Look at this beautiful sunrise, and we have Goldilocks weather today. Welcome to your Wednesday. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Wednesday here. Yeah, the Canes can close it out at home tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. It'll be good tailgating weather for that. Ooh. And tonight as well. Big Lizzo concert in town tonight. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
Yeah, folks are heading out for that. It's going to be another nice night to spend a little time outside before you head into the arena. This is a live look at Durham right now. Our skies are clear. There are just a couple of little passing clouds there. We're going to see mostly sunny skies for today and pleasant temperatures. You can see our wind direction is coming out of the northeast right now, dragging down some cooler air than we saw yesterday. Temperatures are in the mid-50s around the triangle with mainly clear skies. It is 59 in Southern Pines, 60 in Clinton, 55 in Rocky Mount, and 50 in Roxborough and South Hills. It feels very pleasant out there. Temperatures are running 5 to 15 degrees cooler than this time yesterday, so it feels lovely. And did I mention the humidity has dropped as well? Feels great. Temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Gradually, we'll see our temperature and humidity creeping up toward the end of the week and a chance of a shower or thunderstorm over the weekend. I'll walk you through the timeline. Coming up, Brian.
It is 6:01 right now, Elizabeth, and we're tracking a crash in South Raleigh on the ramp from 40 eastbound onto Hammond Road. It is a minor crash. Not really seeing any delays with that one right now. Elsewhere around the triangle, we're looking fine with all of our major routes clear. 440 and 540 looking good through Wake County and in Durham. Not seeing any problems on I-85 or I-40. We're watching weather and traffic every 10 minutes. We'll have another update in just a little bit.
Thanks, Brian. People in parts of our area are waking up to a big mess today. Severe weather hit their communities hard. A powerful storm took down some trees and caused some other damage, as you can see in this viewer video from near Rocky Mount. The storm had large hail in it as it passed through the area. You can also see that from this video in Nash County as well. One of the places hit hardest, though, was in Warren County near the Virginia line. People are waking up to their power slowly being restored now. Down trees there. Schools are on a 2-hour delay in that area. WRAL's Nia Harden has a look at that damage.
Take a look here behind me. You can see the crews out here trying to get the power restored. Some people do have power now. That's some good news. According to Duke Energy's website, there are currently nearly 80 customers still without power. You can see the downed trees here. There are several of them in this area, branches and limbs everywhere here. And also we're noticing that even some of the businesses being affected by this, Macon Auto Sales is right across the street. They had glass that was hit by the storm. The owner even saying they found some hail piled up. And then also, of course, there are other people reporting debris in their yards and things like that. Of course, as it gets a little bit lighter, we'll see more. We'll keep you updated. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Macon.
The future of abortion rights in North Carolina is on the line this week. Governor Roy Cooper is trying to sway at least one Republican to uphold his veto of a bill banning most abortions after 12 weeks. WRAL's Laura Levine is live in downtown Raleigh with the governor's message. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Renee. Governor Cooper plans to veto this bill on Saturday. Today, he'll be in Wilmington, and this is really the second stop on his tour across the state where he is pushing Republican lawmakers to uphold campaign promises. Get a look at this video from yesterday. This is a look at his discussion in Davidson, just outside of Charlotte, where supporters, patients, and doctors got together. Today, he will hold a similar meeting at Cape Fear Community College. This campaign is an effort to muster enough support to uphold his expected veto of the new abortion restrictions. As the governor has said, all he needs is one lawmaker to flip their vote.
They don't have to answer to me. They have to answer to their constituents. I want to do this in the most effective way that can stop this legislation.
And at these events, the governor, the healthcare advocates, and doctors are really talking more in depth about the bill and how it may affect a woman who may need to terminate their pregnancy. Now, we will be live streaming today's discussion, which begins at 11:30. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
Let's walk you through what else is in the abortion bill. It would require multiple in-person medical visits for people looking to get an abortion. Patients would need to give more personal information to doctors, who then have to report it to the state. And doctors could be fined and/or lose their license if they fail to comply with the law.
This morning, for the first time after the verdict in her case, writer E. Jean Carroll will tell her story on Today. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump says he'll appeal that verdict that found he sexually abused Carroll. A federal jury in Manhattan awarded Carroll $5 million. The author claims Trump raped her in a department store dressing room in 1996. The jury did not find proof that a rape happened, but did hold him liable for sexual battery. In a video posted to Truth Social at 9 o'clock last night, Trump called the verdict a disgrace.
This is another scam. It's a political witch hunt. And somehow we're going to have to fight this stuff. We cannot let our country go into this abyss. This is disgraceful.
Because this was a civil case, Trump has not been convicted and faces no prison time. You can watch the interview with Carol coming up on Today at 7 a.m. right here on WREL after this newscast.
A Hillside High School employee will not be on campus today after video appears to show her fighting with a student. This is video circulating online this morning. It shows the fight inside the gym at the school in Durham. At one point, it appears the staff member is trying to restrain the student, and that's when the student kicks her in the face. As of right now, we haven't seen video of what led to this. Hillside High School's principal sent a letter to families yesterday. It reads, in part, "There appeared to be an altercation between an employee and a student in our gymnasium. One of our employees has been suspended with pay until that investigation is complete."
A new report on inflation is due out in just a couple hours. It could show that prices are still rising. The Consumer Price Index for April is due out at 8:30. It'll show where prices stand for gas, groceries, and other day-to-day items. Economic experts think today's report will show inflation is not cooling off as quickly as many would wish. That could mean the Federal Reserve could raise interest rates again next month. Another key indicator, the Producer Price Index, is due out tomorrow.
New York Representative George Santos is expected in federal court today on criminal charges. They stem from the Justice Department. Right now, the exact nature of the charges have not been revealed. We do know that the DOJ, FBI, along with prosecutors in New York and Washington, have been looking into Santos's alleged false statements about campaign finances. A source close to the matter says Republicans skipped House votes last night and headed back to New York.
No game action today for the Carolina Hurricanes. Boy, did they have a big game four last night in New Jersey. Canes exploded for 5 goals in the second period last night, and that was the story. Put away the Devils 6-1. Carolina has a decisive 3-1 lead right now in the best of 7 series. Head coach Rod Brindamore commended his team for not losing focus after they gave up the first goal last night.
Good job of refocusing all the time, all year. We've done that. So tough start. They capitalized on a mistake we made, and that's what they do. So we gotta, we limited that was the rest of the game, and that was the key.
Canes can put away the Devils in Game 5 tomorrow night at PNC Arena. Puck drops for that 7 o'clock.
People who live in Chapel Hill may see their tax bill going up in the coming year. The interim town manager's 2024 budget recommendation includes a 5-cent increase in the tax rate. Chris Blue says the town needs additional revenue to keep pace with basic services. He will present the recommendation at tonight's town council meeting, which starts at 7.
9 minutes after 6 right now, a tow truck driver killed in a tragic accident in Raleigh. What people who knew him are saying as they mourn this devastating loss.
I'm Ken Smith. We're talking summer travel. It's going to be a busy one. Coming up, we'll look at what AAA is predicting in the air and on the roads in a new report that just came out around 3 a.m.
And taking a look at our 7-day forecast, feeling really refreshing the next several days. But getting into the weekend, it's a more summer-like pattern with a chance of some scattered storms. I'll show you the timeline coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:12. We've had our cold front move through. Skies have cleared, except right here in Sanford. We're seeing a pocket of some low cloud cover. You might see a little bit of that in a few places, especially down into the Sandhills. But it won't be long until that burns off, and we're going to see a nice, bright day today. Heading out the door this morning, it feels comfortable. Temperatures are mostly in the mid to upper 50s. We take a look at our school day forecast. Kids might be happy in a jacket if they have to be out at the bus stop for long. We climb into the low 70s at lunchtime, and highs this afternoon will be in the upper 70s. It's going to feel great. And look beautiful, and the kids are getting off the bus this afternoon. We're going to see a few days in a row like this, but once we get to the weekend, we're back into a more summer-like pattern with a chance of some afternoon and evening thunderstorms. I'll show you the timeline coming up, Brian.
It is 6:12 as we take a look at weather and traffic every 10 minutes. Still tracking a crash on the south side of Raleigh on that ramp from 40 eastbound onto Hammond Road. It's a minor crash. Not seeing big delays out there, but just watch for some police activity. If you do see those flashing lights, move over at least one lane or slow down considerably. Around the rest of the triangle, we're looking good this morning. We're going to take a live look at Durham. This is 885 out of Cornwallis Road. Northbound traffic heading away from us. Right now, no delays between I-40 and the 147 split. Renee?
Brian, thanks for that update. We have a sad story to tell you about. We're learning new information this morning about that tow truck driver who was killed when a bus rolled on top of him. The president of Towing and Recovery Professionals of North Carolina identified the victim as John Andrews from East Coast Towing. We're told a tragedy happened in Raleigh Tuesday afternoon on Kirkland Drive while he was on the job. You can see investigators surrounding the unoccupied private bus and wrecker involved in the accident.
Was a unique individual. He was always willing to help anybody and everybody. He was the type of person that would give you literally the shirt off of his back.
Carrie Fogg also told us that Andrews loved his job and loved working with the other people. Raleigh police say his death is not suspicious.
People in Chapel Hill are mourning the loss of a police officer who served their community for 19 years. Authorities say Officer Mike Minear died in a crash in Chatham County. The Highway Patrol says he was driving down Highway 421 Monday. He crashed into a log truck that was stopped in one of the lanes. We're told Officer Minear died at that scene. He was 55 years old.
Tucker Carlson is back on Twitter.
Starting soon, we'll be bringing a new version of the show we've been doing for the last 6.5 years to Twitter. We bring some other things too, which we'll tell you about. But for now, we're just grateful to be here. Free speech is the main right that you have. Without it, you have no others. See you soon.
Carlson tweeted this 3-minute-long video last night. In it, he criticized the mainstream media for allegedly lying to the public, telling viewers, "You are being manipulated." Carlson also said Twitter is not a partisan site and is one of the few remaining that allow free speech. The announcement comes just weeks after he was fired from his primetime spot on Fox News.
If you haven't booked your summer travel plans by now, you're running out of time. In a new report released at 3 a.m., AAA is predicting a huge surge in summer travel. The Auto Club says nail down those plans now. WRAL's Ken Smith is here with just how busy it could get in the air and on the roads out there, Ken.
Yeah, Jeff, you know how sometimes we like to wait in order to score a bargain? Yeah, not a good strategy when it comes to summer travel. Let's take a look at that new report by the numbers. A majority of North Carolinians polled plan to travel this year, and a majority of them will take a trip this summer. But get this, only a fraction have already finalized those summer plans. And in that new report, beach destinations are the most popular summer getaway spots. We all know the North Carolina coast is quite a draw for vacationers. Also, international travel is way up, even above pre-pandemic levels. Be sure to have your passport up to date, though, because of a backlog related to the pandemic. Wait times to renew or get a new passport are now more than 10 weeks. You'll also have a lot of company on the roads. Most people surveyed plan to take a road trip. Keep in mind, gas prices peak in the spring and tend to fluctuate during the summer. Also, if you are hitting the road, be sure to map out those gas stations to find the cheapest prices. And for EV owners, know where those electric charging stations are along your route.
Happening right now in the WREL Live Center, the Georgia Bulldogs football team had to decline their invitation to the White House after they won their national championship back in January. They said they had to decline the invitation, saying the University of Georgia received an invitation to visit the White House on June 12th. Unfortunately, the date suggested is not feasible given the student-athlete calendar and the time of year. The team did not visit the White House after its championship last year, and the Alabama Crimson Tide did not visit the White House the year before because of COVID.
Michelle, thanks. A classic movie and music venue is preparing to reopen under new ownership in Raleigh. Bill Peebles retired after owning the Rialto for decades. The Rialto is on Glenwood Avenue in the Five Points area. And now Raleigh native Hayes Permar is stepping in as new owner. He plans to keep the same spirit with classic films and live music. Permar says he wants to bring the Rialto back to its heyday.
Everyone has a Rialto story. Like when I started talking to bands about bringing live music back here, every one of them had a story about a concert they came to see here.
The size.
It is a Raleigh institution. Permar has not announced an opening date, though he said he expects for it to reopen sometime this summer.
Five Points area deserves it. It'll be very excited about it. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center right now with a look around town. Nice weather day today.
Yeah, we're going to get excited about the weather today. That's for sure. We take a live look at Goldsboro. Look at that. The sun just popped up over the horizon, looking absolutely beautiful. There are a few spots that have some cloud cover, mostly down into the sand hills. That's going to dissipate very, very quickly. Our cold front has come through. All the storms from yesterday are over. We have clear skies in Apex, and we have a look at Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And there's a look at our Durham newsroom over there in Durham. Let's start off with the storm reports from yesterday, because you know, you may not have had any storms at all, but we did have storms in our viewing area, and those were mainly in the area that were covered by the level two risk. The blue dots there are where we had hail, and we had a number of reports of severe sized hail, which would be the size of a quarter. And then the white dots are where we had wind damage, and we had a lot of wind damage, especially up in Warren County, where schools are on a two-hour delay, lots of trees down, power outages there. We had several trees down up in Mecklenburg County, Virginia, as well as Edgecombe County, and then one report of that in Halifax County as well. So it's all gone now. That cold front has slipped southward. This high-pressure system rotating clockwise, feeding some cool air into our region for this morning. It's going to keep things nice and dry and very pleasant for the next several days. But we look ahead to the weekend. Saturday is looking a little wetter. Sunday is looking a little drier. But we're just talking about afternoon and evening storms for the most part. There's 5 o'clock most of the day. Saturday is fine. But if you had outdoor plans in the evening, there could be some scattered storms. Of course, today's Wednesday, that's Saturday, and the timing of that could change. On Sunday, it's really just hinting at a very slim chance of a shower. Definitely look trending a bit drier for Mother's Day, which is nice. Could see an isolated shower or thunderstorm, but again, it's not looking like we would see anything widespread. How much rainfall Saturday and Sunday combined? There are going to be some spots where some of that could be a little bit heavier, but for the most part, it would average maybe a quarter of an inch. Under one of the thunderstorms or two, we could see some heavier rain. Shouldn't have any problems for our spring commencements, and there are a bunch of them on Saturday. Meredith College at 8:30, 65 degrees. Fayetteville State University at 9 a.m., 71 degrees. And Shaw, 75 degrees at 10 a.m. And then on Sunday, Duke and Carolina graduate. It's going to be nice in the morning on Sunday. Temperatures close to 70 degrees. And, of course, we're looking at some very nice conditions all the way into the weekend, just a stray shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon or evening, but that trend continues into Monday and Tuesday. So it's going to be a lot of happy moms out there with a nice Mother's Day.
Yes, they deserve it.
We do, yes.
Right? Yes, it is now 6:20 as we take a look at traffic around the Triangle. Still have this crash on the south side of Raleigh on 40 eastbound right around Hammond Road on the ramp there. Not seeing any big delays at this point, but just a heads up that you could see some police activity, some flashing lights. So you do need to slow down and take it easy as you head through that interchange. Get head over to Durham for a look at that camera at 85 at Club Boulevard. We're not picking up any delays right now between Butner and Durham on I-85, and that ride out to Hillsboro also looks fine.
Brian, thank you. We're getting closer to a serious deadline in D.C. and no closer to a solution when President Biden and GOP lawmakers plan to meet again as the U.S. inches closer to defaulting on its debts.
And good news for fans of Grammy winner Lizzo, her return to the stage as PNC Arena prepares for her show tonight.
First, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. We'll be right back with What's Trending. It is 6:24. A new breed is the top dog at the prestigious Westminster Dog Show.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending, Brian.
Buddy Holly is best in show this year at Westminster. He is a Petit Basset Griffon Vendéen, or PBGV for short. I don't know which is harder to say, frankly. But he's the first of his breed ever to win at the show. His handler says that he's everything a PGBV should be.
Wow.
Hard-headed, stubborn, and happy.
That is so funny. And cute, I can tell you, on top of that. Goodness. And the handler also said that she wasn't sure that that type of dog would perform as well as it did in a show like this. It is known as a rabbit hunting dog and very happy. Good with children, too. Nice family pet.
Yeah. Name hard to say. We'll just call it cute.
Yeah. Buddy Holly.
Yeah. Buddy Holly.
Yes. Robert De Niro is a father once again. The 79-year-old actor told Entertainment Tonight Canada that he recently welcomed his seventh child into the world, but he didn't provide any more details. De Niro's oldest child, his daughter Drina, is 51.
So many thoughts on this, but not going to say it aloud, although I'm thinking, you're probably thinking what I'm thinking. We don't know who the mother is. He's not in a publicly committed relationship, so not sure who the mother is. But he is 79. Mm-hmm. When this child graduates from high school, he will be 97. That's all I'm saying.
All right. I had the very same thought. Incredible. I did the same arithmetic.
Yeah. All right.
Very good.
Thanks, Brian. She's been down and under the weather, but Lizzo is back and plans to hit the stage right here in Raleigh tonight. Hours ago, the award-winning superstar posted this new video to her Instagram with the caption, "She's back." She performed in Baltimore last night. It was the first time hitting the stage since she was diagnosed with strep throat last week. Tonight's show begins at 8 p.m. with special guest Lotto.
Governor Cooper is trying to sway some Republican lawmakers to flip their vote on the latest abortion bill. Just ahead, a look at where he's visiting today and more on this campaign to get them on his side.
It's a nice morning right now, but it could be another wet weekend. Not a washout, but I'll go over the timeline for some scattered thunderstorms Saturday and Sunday.